Hey, rock stars. Beth Azor here. Hope you're doing well. I was on the phone yesterday with some of my clients, and I wanted to talk about two things, and it has to do with overcoming objections. So one of my young ladies had shared with me that it's hard because she's got a situation in a shopping center in a market that she's having a hard time getting nationals and regionals to come into the market. So what I told her was remove the objection, meaning see how many retailers are in the market right now. So let's say it's, a small minor market, ancillary market. And what we did is we went online and I did a Google search and a Yelp search of the municipality. And I said best of, or I think I wrote Reader's Choice, but I think I put best of. And I got a list of, 30 restaurants in town, and she actually had a second generation restaurant that she was trying to contact national restaurant users. So the national guys were saying, no, we don't want to come to that market. The demographics aren't significant enough. I said, go reach out to the people that have already bought into the market, that already have concepts. A while back, I had a client that wanted me to find him a steak restaurant to open in Clemson, and we were reaching out to people, nationals, and no nationals wanted to come to Clemson. So what we did is we went to the next town over, Greenville, and we found a gentleman that had three concepts. We went and spoke to him, and he opened a steak restaurant, 20 miles or however far Clemson is from Greenville away, and he opened up and he's doing great. So instead of focusing on the nationals, try to find out in the local market those restaurateurs or those retailers who have already signed off or bought into the market. They're in there, they're doing well. And what you're doing is you're removing an objection, that doesn't exist for them because they're already there. So I'm a big believer is if you can remove objections ahead of time by targeting the right prospect, you're ahead of the game. The same kind of concept, I had another client who had a second generation restaurant, but it was in the elbow of a center. And she too was looking for nationals. And of course, most of the nationals are, we don't want to go in the elbow of the center, we want to go in the end cap. So what I want to do in that situation is drive around and find restaurateurs that are already in an elbow of a shopping center or around the back or in an alley or in the ground floor of an office building in the back. Find a tenant that is in similar situation, whether it's the market or the layout of the space. Therefore, you're not trying to convince someone to do something they haven't already done. So those are my words of wisdom for today. I hope that helps. Feel free to comment, ask questions, and have an awesome week. Ciao.